We were talking earlier about the fact that the state of North Carolina is in the process of putting together a physician advisory group to decide what medicines are going to be covered in the future by Medicaid. They're putting together what is called a preferred drug list, or a PDL, now on the telephone to talk about that. And what effect it could have on some people here in eastern North Carolina is Dr. Gary Puckrine. Dr. Puckrine is president and CEO of the National Minority Quality Forum in Washington, D.C. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Am I pronouncing your name correctly?
You're doing absolutely right.
Puckrine. The whole healthcare system is in somewhat of a state of flux right now, Dr. Puckrine. And I guess the question that people want to know is if the state of North Carolina puts together this PDL, that's a preferred drug list, what does that mean for patients on Medicaid in eastern North Carolina? Might some of our folks start to lose some of their drug benefits?
The answer is absolutely yes, but I would broaden it out a little bit to suggest that it's going to have implications for everyone. Because if you think about it, a physician who has a large Medicaid practice, meaning he's got lots of Medicaid patients, won't start to distinguish between his Medicaid patients and those who are not Medicaid patients. So as you begin to restrict access for Medicaid patients, it's going to impact everyone in his practice. But it also sets up a culture in which it becomes okay to restrict access to needed medications. And that flows out into the general population as well. So this has implications not just for Medicaid beneficiaries, and certainly they stand to be at risk here, but it also sets up a climate that impacts others.
Why is this happening? What's the reason now? Is it part of the changes in the clearly it's changes in the healthcare system, but is it part of the national healthcare changes that we're hearing so much about and have heard so much about?
Well, you know, I think not really spoken about a lot, but really what's driving it is that we are very, very successful at keeping people alive longer who have chronic diseases. If you think about it, we've done tremendous work with cardiovascular disease and diabetes and HIV/AIDS. It's expensive, and that growing population of people who require medical assistance is costly. And so it's creating higher and higher medical costs. So in a way, we're a victim of our own success.
You know, North Carolina, as I understand it, has been pretty good at protecting patients' Medicaid, the lack of restrictions. We haven't had as many restrictions in North Carolina as you've seen in other parts of the country. And now we are, this is an attempt that it seems like to try to start limiting people's access to Medicaid. Is this kind of a national trend that we're seeing right now?
You see it in a number of states, but over and over again, it's, you know, penny wise, pound foolish, in that by limiting access to needed medications, you really increase the number of people who need emergency care and inpatient care. Really, where we spend our health care dollars is in acute care, in people in hospitals. Mm-hmm. And so if we really want to be smart, what we need to do is keep people out of the hospital by making sure that they're on their medications and getting appropriate care.
Now, as I understand it, North Carolina is putting together a physician advisory group, right? What is your mission? Your message to lawmakers and the people in charge of the Medicaid program in North Carolina is what with regard to who is going to be on this physician advisory group?
Well, my first response would be, really not a good idea.
You don't think we should be doing this at all?
No. I mean, physicians need to have the ability to provide necessary care to their patients. We're all different. We all require different medications and different combinations. So having said that, that really not a good idea, but if you've got to do it, and I'm not sure why you have to do it, you need to make sure that this physician group is mindful that patients have access to the care that they need, that we don't set up a system in which people get inappropriate care and end up in the hospital, which will drive cost up. We may need to make sure that the process is transparent, that everyone understands the decision-making, so it's open to the public. And we also need to make sure that that the outcomes are accountable. You can't have a system in which you begin to restrict access to care, and then you don't follow up to see what kind of outcomes that is having, both in terms of long-term and short-term health. And then finally, I would say it needs to be diverse. You need to make sure that you've got a wide range of voices, not just physician voices, but patient voices and others on something like that. But again, I would stress, North Carolina has been a model. It's done very, very well, and I realize these are tough economic times, but this is really not a good idea.
You know, this is we may have been a model for this, but unfortunately, we also have been a model for how to do things behind closed doors. Dr. Puckrow, we have a history, particularly on financial issues and budget issues in the General Assembly, to have the leadership get behind closed doors and then emerge with this with a game plan that no one's heard anything about. I mean, is that one of the concerns here? Is that
absolutely? You know, a part of the reality is that government now has to play a role in healthcare. It is really not possible for the average citizen to provide out of their own pocket for healthcare. So we've got to have some sort of shared cost risk here, and government has a role to play in that. But that process needs to be transparent. You know, it's just not comfortable to have things done behind closed door. It just opens things up to questions that don't need to be there.
Well, hopefully the leadership in the General Assembly will get that message that people in North Carolina are very concerned about this. Would you, is this an issue that patients on Medicaid should be talking to their legislators about right now?
Every patient should be talking about this, whether you're on commercial insurance or Medicaid or Medicare. This is not a phenomenon that's limited to Medicaid. This is trying to balance budgets on human lives. And we really don't have to do that. I mean, if we really get focused and pay attention, what we'll see is we're spending far too much on acute care because people are not getting appropriate therapy. And if we can make sure that people are getting access to the medications they need, we can bring down that budget, meaning we're spending 60 to 70% of our healthcare dollars in hospitals when we don't have to do that anymore.
Well, you know, we can either do that or we can spend $55 million like the NC North Carolina Senate passed last night for the luxury suites in Chapel Hill for the football stadium. So,
well, it's all a matter of priorities. You know, at the end of the day, it's a matter of priorities.
Well, let me before we go, and I know you've got to run, but before we go, explain if you can in layman's terms how this is going to manifest itself. If this thing goes through in North Carolina and people on Medicaid, talk about a patient who is on Medicaid right now getting certain prescription drugs. What could happen as we move forward to that patient?
Let's take something like diabetes, because it is a very expensive disease, and it's affecting a growing number of populations. People need different diabetic medications because of the stage of the disease they're at, or how their body metabolizes the drugs. And so what can happen is you could have some board set up a situation in which we say, there's one diabetic drug out there that we're going to give to everyone, and people will have to fail first in order to fail on that drug before we give them a different therapy, or we're going to require the doctor to fill out a long set of forms in order to give them access. Meanwhile, that patient's body is at risk. Meanwhile, lost days at work. It really isn't a great way to do medicine. I can't imagine any doctor that would stand up and say, in reality, that's how I'd like to practice medicine.
Right.
And I can't imagine any patient would stand up and say, that's what I'd like my doctor to do. I'd like him to give me a drug that he's not confident is going to work in me and let me fail on that, and then I'll get the right drug.
Exactly.
That's not a good situation.
That's not the way you want your doctor prescribing medication, that's for sure. All right, well, we'll follow this and to the conclusion and see what happens. Again, the state is wrestling with this issue right now, and I would encourage anyone who wants to talk to your legislator about this, give them a call or send them an email. And, of course, you can get all that information at ncleg.com. I believe, check that out, McGee. Is that right? Is the General Assembly website ncleg.com? Or is it ncdleg.gov? We'll check that website. In the meantime, thank you, Dr. Puckrine.
Well, thank you for the time.
Yeah, it is. Say it again.
I said thank you so much for the time.
NCG. I'm getting the website. Oh. ncga.state.gov. NCGA.state.com, NCGA.state.com. That's the North Carolina legislator website if you want to go find the telephone number for your legislator. Dr. Puck Ryan, thank you so much, and thank you for being on top of this for everybody.
Great, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Dr. Gary Puck Ryan, the President and CEO of the National Minority Quality Forum and the Alliance of Minority Medical Associations, in this big issue coming before the state right now with Medicaid. All right, we're taking a break.